If you don't know what it's talking about, guys, it's the protest.
How'd you feel?
Felt like a block party. This actually kind of feels depressing.
Why?
Because black people are taken as a joke and we have to march and throw parties. Are you crazy?
Not throw party. It did feel like a block party. I was dancing in the street.
Why was there African music playing?
Because it's the movement. Do the electric slide.
You can feel it.
It's electric.
Boogie, yuggie, yuggie. If you don't know what it's talking about, guys, it's the protest.
How'd you feel?
Felt like a block party. You know, it's so funny because we were, you know, kind of cracking jokes all day. You know, let's go up to the protest, make sure we make one. We've been seeing all this stuff. You want to be a part of the movement, but walking up, I don't know if it's Atlanta. I don't know what it is. The vibe was different. Okay? It felt like Georgia Avenue Day, but it was more incentive. Like, oh, we got free food out here, too?
Oh, it was. Like, free food, free water. Food,
free water, which I get bringing people together. Yeah. But I'm hearing music. I see people dancing.
Hold on. I'm not in the right. Hold on. I'm in time lapse. Ooh.
On your what?
Oh, wait. Did I not record? Wait, no, stop. Hold on.
You're recording.
I wasn't.
Okay, pause. That was a lie.
Hold on. Okay, we record now. Hey. Okay.
Now my video gonna look crazy.
You know what I realized? That all of our videos look crazy.
I'm cute.
All right, so we're talking about the protest, and AD felt like she was at a block party. I was crying the whole time, trying to hide my tears in the rain.
In the rain. No, I'm saying we all have different stances, different fights to fight in this situation, but it just, I wanted to go out there to feel, because I almost feel like it's my duty to participate, but to find where I fit in the protesting portion of it is just not me.
Everybody has a role.
Everybody has a role, but people don't feel like that. It's like, you know, it got to seem like, oh, what protest you hitting up? Like, where you going for the party? Like, people are...
First of all, I didn't know it was just this organized.
Like, all the different cities and the different buildings that people meeting up at. We meeting, walking this way.
At this time.
At this time. Like, I mean, I'm excited about those types of things, but I'm just... I don't think the protest part was for me. I'm going to just make sure I vote.
That's a great point.
Yeah, like I'm going to make sure I vote, know who I'm voting for, educate myself on the system probably a little bit. Not too much. Not to be ignorant, but I'm trying to be interested in politics. I just can't. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I don't think
I hate it.
I think that's a really important point is know your role in making the change. Like, everybody is not meant to go out there and protest with signs and put up their fist and, you know, fight the police. Honestly.
And there were no police to fight in the city of Atlanta, I'll tell you that much. They tired. Like, y'all blaming them.
They're tired. They're like, look, I don't want to be responsible right. for right. doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, like, it's not the war. I don't, it sounds so crucial to say it, but the fight.
Sorry, for injustice. I always got snacks.
For injustice, like, you know, even the police officers, for them to get so fed up off the treatment that they're receiving as a workforce, you know what I'm saying? For me to only see two police officers in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, when we were out there.
During the protests, it's like, huh?
The National Guard was out there.
And the Army.
And the Army, yep. So, wait. Were those tanks? What kind of, like, the trucks?
Military tanks. They looked uncomfortable. Y'all really be sending them things all day?
Y'all ain't got no windows.
Right! It's like the doors come over here. I can't. That was different.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, dang, y'all can breathe in there?
Right. Then the buses. It's just, it wasn't what I expected.
Crazy.
Like, protesting before, cool, but it's just this time felt like a organized something to do. You know, like, you got, they screaming over there. you know, fight the power. They over there, but we down here with the drinks and the party and the music, cha-cha slime.
Do you think that this many people would have been out to protest had it, like...
not been after quarantine?
And no. People would have had jobs to no. go to?
That's exactly why everybody's saying don't get mad at what situation we're in. The same people you calling crazy are the ones without the jobs who lost their jobs first. They're the ones who are, you know, angry, and then they keep seeing this happening to their people.
Yeah.
So it's a different, it's like a it's stacked. It's a bunch of different feelings that you, that causes you to go out. Granted, I believe one person can be hyped up on their own, but it takes a village. Like, it takes a group of people to keep hyping each other. Like, it's almost been, what, 3 weeks now they ain't stopped protesting?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 3 weeks.
My question is, what's next? Like,
I've been asking that since the beginning.
We can keep protesting, and I believe in that. Believe me, it took three people to get me from downtown Atlanta. What?
Because I was talking I was about, I'm about to go kneel in front of the tanks. For what?
I was ready. I was ready to go to jail for what I believe. Like, I really was. I was ready to go to jail. And then AD was like, nah, you need to call your husband and tell him what you're about to do. And also let him know that we trying to get you out of
it. Right. Don't put it on me.
Because I was ready. I was like, oh, we got time. We don't have to leave right now. But let me tell you.
Because that curfew started up.
It wasn't even, the curfew hadn't even started yet. Like, yeah. I literally have it time stamped on when they brought the trucks in and blocked off each intersection. It was 8:17 on the dot when I started recording, like, oh, they're bringing the trucks through. Then they stopped them at every intersection. All the cars that were in that area couldn't get out. And then down the road, all you see is these prison buses, and you think that they're bringing them in. Oh, the protesters about to get on these prison buses. No, they were filled with military. And then 2-3 blocks down, they were unloading the military so the protesters couldn't see. So they blocked off each intersection, and then down the road, they...
yeah, like...
you know, everybody got out of the buses, or the military got out of the buses, so you couldn't see what was coming. That shit was crazy. That made me realize, oh, it's about to be an ambush. And then this lady over on the side was like, oh, no, keep dancing. They want you to keep having a good time. The National Guard was dancing with us.
That's what was so fishy, I feel like. And it got people to scatter the most because you made an announcement. Like, everything is gravy, guys. Just move over. Let us do what we need to do. Like, wait, you were the one just playing music. Granted, unity, we dancing together. But, girl...
mm-mm. Who is we? Because she won't dance and worship. She was sitting over on the side.
I was people watching, observing, but...
and laughing.
I wasn't laughing directly at one person. Because it's not funny, but it was just like, everybody out there looked so confused to me. Like, people didn't know what they wanted to do. Like, wait.
Are we honestly mad at the police? Are we mad at the army?
I saw a couple of people, I feel like, looking exactly how I felt. Like,
what's happening?
Are we about to cha-cha slide with the police? Like, not, and I'm not saying all of you guys are to blame, but an example needs to be made. An example is not slide to the left. That's not it to me. That's not it.
Oh, that was on point.
That's not it.
I was happy to see it because I was happy to see the unity that came from everybody being out there.
But when were we ever divided from the army?
That's the point. It's not about the army. The police wasn't out there, you know, cha-cha sliding and doing the electric slide.
The army was bored. The National Guard, we spoke to one of the boys in the National Guard. Who called you? The mayor?
Yeah. And his name was James. He was 22.
So young.
Yeah, black. And he was just like, you know, he was trying to explain, we were asking questions, and he basically explained that he feels like it's his fight, but he's only 22. And what is he supposed to do? It's the same question that AD asked. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. This is my job. Y'all called me out here to fight who? my people for breaking into stuff that y'all keep doing to people?
And that's what he kept saying. He was like, yo, of course, I'm not going to harm my own people, but I just, we're out here to make sure that there are no looters.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, I said, well, who called you out here? And he said, your mayor. But I think it's important to know that everybody's fight isn't the same.
That's why I think it's important that everybody, I wouldn't say everybody tries to protest, but understand where certain protesters are coming from and find where you fall in line. Like, all this, you guys don't need to be looting. You don't have the balls to break into a store. You don't have the balls to shout in somebody's face. So let them do the shouting. And you go do what you need to do behind the scenes. Half of the things that y'all are doing, y'all would never have the audacity to do. Maybe you're like, you know, oh, well, I don't plan on ever doing this, but you would get somebody's attention doing so.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with what they got going on.
I don't either. And I think it's important to understand that. Gucci what? I think it's important to understand that protest comes in very different shapes, sizes. Like, you can protest by going to the polls. You can protest by, you know, educating other people. You can protest by actually going out there and holding up a sign. Meanwhile, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have no sign. Because ain't nobody bring a marker.
Whose idea was it to protest? She had the bag packed. We have water,
snacks.
We have snacks. I mean, that's important.
No marker for the sign.
I brought the poster. Somebody else couldn't bring the marker.
What school you been to in the last couple of weeks? I don't have one pet. Okay.
Like, why couldn't somebody else bring the marker? But hey, we were out there. We had on our all black.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had way too much fun, and I don't like that.
That's true.
And that's the thing. You were experiencing different emotions, so that was fine. You were really in the moment. You felt it, you know.
I didn't have fun until the end, because when we were walking out there, we were walking up. I was like, okay,
walking up, expecting to feel a lot more emotion than I did. But I'm like, do I want sandwiches? Like, what? Are you asking me mayonnaise or mustard right now?
My ass was, I was very emotional.
Yeah, like, I get the unity thing we want to see, but I want to feel, you know? I kind of want to feel a little bit more. I don't knock it, though. I'm for it. Driving past different areas, different intersections in the city, not just in Atlanta. In Cobb County, DeKalb County, in different places, we're protesting at the intersection or whatever. I appreciate seeing it. I just won't be outside no more. It's too hot. I just won't.
So the black squares.
Blackout. Okay. Can I just say, I feel like everybody's missing the point.
Of this whole thing.
Like, I can see why people feel like it's so draining. To feel like you are fighting and fighting and fighting
I think, people don't know what it's for.
Somebody look at you dead in your face and say something crazy. Like the whole Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter thing. Like, y'all really don't get it. Like, certain people really do not understand the difference. Nobody said y'all didn't matter. Not to me.
I ain't never heard that part of it, okay?
Like, no, I'm saying, like, people, nobody said you guys didn't matter, but, like, I hear people screaming that you're not oppressed, go get a job. Who's saying anything about oppression?
Wait, hold on. How did...
I ain't talking about my people, but girl, you crazy.
How did she say it?
Y'all go watch the video. I should post it on the page.
No, please, because I wish I could.
You are not oppressed. You're like, what? What is this? Black lives don't matter. This is about violence. Stop killing your own people. White people have crime, too. Why do people think black, when y'all stop, you value your own lives? What? Are y'all kidding me? Black on black crime is a thing, and y'all are going to judge it for the fact that you guys technically have the right to kill us because of how melanated I am, and think it's okay. Chocolate, seriously.
I don't think people understand what the the Black Lives Matter movement means. I think it goes both ways. A lot of Black people don't understand it, and a lot of white people don't understand it, and everybody in between. What Black Lives Matter means is, it doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter. It means that, hey, mine matters as well.
It's specifically targeting the people, the laws in place that do not support us being able to move around this country freely like we are supposed to be able to do, like you of the other places in the world.
And let me tell y'all this. First of all, please don't come to me talking about your family member being a cop, your family member lives being at risk. Look, I understand that being a cop is difficult. I understand that when you go out there and you go to serve and protect, whatever that means nowadays, I understand that that is a thing. But when you come home and you take off that uniform, you are no longer at risk. So don't talk to me about that. Mm. I cannot take off my black skin. Therefore, when I walk out that door, I can no longer hide behind regular clothes to say, okay, I'm not at risk. Skin
bleach don't work.
What don't work?
Skin bleach. It doesn't.
Have you tried it?
No, people have.
But yeah, like don't talk to me about your husband or your kids, especially if you are not black. And again, I don't take away that, yes, your life is at risk when you go out there to try to protect whoever the fuck you're trying to protect. But at the end of the day, when you take off your uniform and you can put your car in your garage, it no longer matters. I cannot do that. My sons can't do that. My daughter can't do that. My husband, my family, we can't do that. We can't take off our skin and say, we're no longer at risk. Only when we're at work. when we're at work, we're at risk.
No longer at risk.
I'm working every fucking day of my life to try to be black and to matter in this country.
That's what's draining.
I'm tired. Like, my shoulders are tense.
Like, right, why didn't y'all leave that problem with our ancestors? Let us live. Shit.
Hey.
Like, damn, give me a break.
We are the
then
ancestors.
Then I have to look at everybody sideways and funny acting, because it's like, if you're not fighting the power, what are you doing? And are you black? Like, what are you doing? And it's like, are you white? You don't understand. Like, my mind is going crazy.
It's a lot. It's stressful.
You're of color too. Say something. It's like you don't know how to feel about people. Like, all y'all are fucking weird.
We're going crazy out here. And nobody's talking about it. Everybody's
just going about, like, you know what's so crazy? How loud things are on the internet. But in Target, so quiet. I'm so serious. Like, people don't want the smoke in the aisles in Target. You know? Like, it's so weird. Like, you leaving a protest and you pull up at a gas station. Now, I have had a couple of people come up to me and, like, say, I'm so disgusted with what's going on, which is kind of weird. Like, are you only saying it to me because I'm black? Say it to a white person. Tell them you're disgusted. And y'all talk about it. I don't care. I know what's going on. I'm disgusted as well. And you about to disgust me talking to people. I'm just saying.
You don't want to talk to nobody.
It's like people just think a little.
You don't have to prove it to me.
You don't have to prove what's going on is disgusting to me. I know.
Yeah. That's real.
I know.
That's real.
I've had a couple of older women, older men, people. Oh, what's happening right now was such a disgrace. Tell that to your friends, Bob.
To your friends, to your mama, to your girlfriend, to your boyfriend. Tell it to the people who are around you.
Exactly. Don't tell me how sorry you feel for my people and what's going on. Like, we know it's shitty out here for us. Like, y'all go fix the problem. Yeah. That's what we're trying to tell y'all. We're tired of fighting alone.
Yeah. We're tired of fighting alone.
We know what's going on. We see it. We live through it. We're in it. Our brothers, sisters, uncles, daddies, everybody's been it.
You don't need to have the conversation with us.
With us. It's unnecessary.
Have the conversation with your people.
Right. With the people who you know view us differently.
Yeah.
You may be one of the good ones, but go tell one of the bad ones what it is.
Can we start saying that? Hey, you know what? I don't blame you. You're one of the good ones, like what they say to us. You're different. You're not like them. Be like, you know what? You're not like them either.
I ain't going to say
you're one of the good ones. You say what?
I'm not saying nothing. You ain't nothing. It's like, I'm just playing. I would, though.
What? I just think tell them that they're not.
They're one of the good ones.
We should.
Like, you're one of the good ones.
They're one of the good ones.
I hope they don't miss the point. Like, somebody has to break it down in layman's terms.
It's I'm willing to get arrested.
Your mom's crazy.
I am. I was, but like, I mean, it's not like I got a job to go back to. Like,
that's,
I could.
That's how the people.
That's what, like, I.
Well,
I,
shit, at least they feed niggas in the.
Like, you know, I can get a mugshot. What you gonna do? Not hire me? I'm not asking for your job, so I'm good.
I can only imagine what people doing, like, going to jail. Like, call Drake. He sent the money. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Hey, you know what? Go ahead, call my cousin Kanye because he is donating, okay?
I heard they was giving out money for the bail funds. Can you please? Like, bail wait, me, what?
Bail me out.
That's a question I have, though. All this racial equality money that's being distributed.
Where's it going?
Millions and millions. Who's collecting? Who is collecting all these funds?
Yo, this is a serious. This is serious. We gotta stop laughing, but seriously, I need to see the funds at y'all, cause
I want to know. Like, so many people have given money to this racial inequality, fighting racial justice. Like, when people say, "Where does the money go?" Like, Bank of America, I know for a fact. Like, thieving asses. Where is the money?
It's going to the people.
To who? I didn't get a check. Make it a stimulus. Send it in the mail. Like, I'm trying to figure out. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like it. Wow. I need to see the receipts. I want to know the check numbers and where they're going and who's receiving them. That should be public info, too. Because don't people get caught up for this all the time? Blue Cross, was it Red Cross?
Santander just did. The people who give the loans for cars or whatever.
I was just about to say, I think I was trying to go up to them for the car, and they tried to play me.
Yeah, they got caught up for a whole bunch of stuff.
That's the thing. A lot of people do. Like, a lot of people do.
We're not going to say the word, but has everybody forgotten about this disease virus that's going around? We're not going to say it because...
Buddy.
Wash your hands and don't touch your face, buddy.
Right. Like, please don't forget that while y'all outside.
We had to tell one guy, he was so close. Excuse me, sir. It's stuff going around. You don't have a mask. He was like, I don't got the virus. We don't know. Mm-mm. We don't know.
All y'all look like the virus out here. But that's just one of my questions. What else? Go vote.
It's important. It's important. Know who you're voting for. Don't just vote because they're black or because they're Democrat. That's very important because just...
Guilty.
Let me see.
That's why I said...
Let me look him up. Black.
Please. Vote. Like, especially with the primaries and these early things, you know, I'm guilty of being one of those people who know what the president's name is, but I have no idea as to who anybody else is for my county, the judges, the anybody, you know, being of a political party based off of your family's values and views and stuff like that, you go hit Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. But do the research for yourself. Look people's names up. All this stuff is public information. Go to their Facebook page.
It's...
Everybody
want to be on social media. Go on social media and do your research, but it's very important to know who you're voting for and when you are supposed to vote. Every election, like November, is not the big one. Yeah. Know who changes the laws, what laws have been put in place,
where
who
you
put
live.
Them in place. Exactly.
It goes based off of where you live. Start there. You want to worry about these big problems in other cities. You probably live in a small hick town in West Bubblefuck. We don't know.
Yeah.
Vote there first. Start there. Change the world there.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to make it down 285.
Without being stopped.
Right.
Then you know?
Then you can come to the outskirts.
I also want to talk about this whole cancel culture. Stop canceling people.
Especially, they
canceled. Oh, you know what? And thank you so much for listening. Stop canceling people. And I'll say this. I don't know the whole story. I've just seen bits and pieces. But I want to talk about Mark Barnes for a second. Mark Barnes owns he owns Park in D.C. Not only does he own Park, I know personally that Mark Barnes has helped us out with the recording studio that we had. Mark Barnes has done more to put Black people in power and empower Black people than a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area. And I'm not just saying that because he invested in us financially. Mark Barnes invested in us with his time and teaching. And he made sure that he asked the questions that most people wouldn't ask. And he didn't ask for anything in return. So before you go to cancel, especially nowadays with the whole Black Lives Matter, support Black businesses, just know the person. Like, don't just cancel based off of what you think it is or what you feel it is. Again, I don't know the whole story. Mm-hmm. I didn't take the time to go back and read the text messages that this girl put out, and I really could care less. I just
text
know.
Messages.
Yeah, she. I don't know. She did something. Somebody else did something, and it just all seems messy. I will say this: I know personally what that man has done for us and my family, a Black family, and the time and money that he invested in us. And somebody doesn't do that and say, "I don't need anything in return." Literally, his words were, just pay it forward. Those are not the words of someone who doesn't care about his community.
What is the story?
What about what? What happened?
Yeah, is it the these people thing?
So that's what I saw.
These damn people. Because
he made a comment on a live about these people, and then some girl put out something about him not supporting or praying for her. You can't be mad at a Black person saying these people. Nigga, he's Black. He can say these people because he is these people.
He identifies with these people.
What the fuck you talking about? Y'all just want something to be mad at. And that's what pisses me off about that whole thing. And then the support or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it later. But when I get more information, I'm just speaking, this is my opinion, all opinion, okay? I don't have any facts right now, but an emotion. Stop canceling your own. He is a Black club in a city. What?
I'm about to say Doja don't belong to us. I'm just playing.
He is a Black club in a city that has clubs owned by predominantly white. What you gonna cancel the only Black club that's there?
It's a sad situation.
That employs Black people? That employs immigrants? That employ, like, come on. Stop
but
being dumb.
I've said it stop before. Being dumb. It almost seems as though that us, since y'all ain't these people, we us people.
Nah, y'all these people.
She's mad.
I am. I'm just so upset.
But it's one of those things that it seems as though we as a people, Black people, would prefer to have a white leader who accepts us versus having someone Black who can really lead us. Because that's the fight that it seems like at this point. Ooh. Like, why we ain't uplifting ourselves? Why y'all want to be accepted by these people? Tyler Perry say it all the time. Y'all so quick to judge him, but he shows you every step of the way that he take. We don't need these fucking people.
Every time.
He says it all the time. And granted, we ain't trying to shut nobody out. We're not racist in the least bit, whatever the case may be. But
it starts with us.
Y'all the ones who be praying to the east and the west and the universe. Y'all are sending mixed signals out here, okay? I'm just saying, you guys are sending mixed signals. Like, you're fighting so hard to be accepted by, like, you know, it's like, come on, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Like, know who you're fighting against before you just decide to cancel somebody. Like, he provides a clean space. He employs Black people. Like, he invests his time and his money into the culture and into the community. And y'all ready to cancel him over what you perceive it to be? Now, don't get me wrong. Mark, and I hope you listen to this episode, because Mark, you can definitely be a handful, an asshole at times, but you earn that right because of everything that you have done. You don't get to where he's been without saying...
Davina be giving our rights to all kind of
people. I'm just saying, you don't get to where you... Because you don't get to where you've been without ruffling some feathers, without, like, that's being true. A jerk. Look, everybody respects Jordan now. Respect this man who is in your own community. Jordan was an asshole. People said... He said he was an asshole.
Yeah.
But, hey, he made... I don't even know if he made a fucking difference. Like, he put a stamp on the culture with his shoes, I guess. But
he made a difference in basketball.
And y'all, everybody talk about him being a jerk. Everybody talk about him not being for the culture or not standing up. But everybody go buy his fucking shoes. Y'all stop canceling Park.
That's because...
Stop canceling
that's
Park.
That's because cancel culture is not real. Like, we say it, but...
Y'all gonna be there eating wings, watching the basketball game.
They opened up early during quarantine. I was excited to see that.
Who?
The Park.
Hey, and they got good food.
Serving meals.
Hey, stop canceling people. Know what you're canceling for and try to uplift and understand who they are. Like, stop doing that. Especially these people, your people, our people.
Your people.
Anyway, subscribe to us.
Speaking of cancel culture, quick question. Cancel culture.
Hey, subscribe and tell AD how to speak.
Period. Speaking of cancel culture, quick question before we go. Mm-hmm. Now that the NFL has said something, now that the NFL has said something, do you believe Colin Kaepernick deserves his job back?
Thank you for listening.
Hell to the no.
You're not going to cancel us. Okay?
No, I'm just saying, I think he deserves an apology, but it's an interesting question because I see it all over now. Like, oh, when they going to give Cap his job back and all?
They need to offer him something. I will say this. They need to apologize to him and they need to offer him a position.
Of what? What kind of position?
Something. You can't apologize and say that you were wrong and not offer him something.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. This you can man, say we were wrong. We recognize our position in this fight. Nope. But we can't offer you your job back. You don't feel like an apology is an apology without making it right?
No. No. What? Huh?
You can recognize what you did, but keep it freaking moving.
No.
I'm not going to do that to nobody else.
No. You can't let this man go and fire him.
But what they supposed to do, bring him back?
Yes.
They're going to make that man look like a clown.
No. You need to at least offer it to him. Because the issue is, you can't say, oh, we were wrong. It's like you stealing something or... People saying,
thief.
You work at Target, right?
No.
No. They can't say.
No, I do not work at Target.
They can't say you. Okay, if you were working, God damn it. If you were working at Target
mm-hmm.
and they fired you because they thought you stole something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch the cameras and say, oh, it wasn't you. It was another black girl that had twists.
Mm-hmm.
They have to at least they can't apologize to you. They have to at least.
They don't say corporations don't say shit. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, burn and them shit down.
If it was up to me,
then.
I would have been with the looters in Target. OK, I would have been looting. OK. I'm just playing, but corporations don't say anything.
Think right,
about
but
how many times that happens to people. I'm saying in the sense of them putting out a statement without acknowledging him, to me, is wrong. Hey, we recognize what's happening now. I don't know what we thought was happening before, because at first we just thought he was trying to interrupt our game of football, but we see it. Our eyes are open.
You can't say that and not offer him his job back.
But they don't want him back. You can feel the energy. They don't give a damn if he comes
you
back.
You can't say that we were wrong for our stance in this whole thing. We were wrong for speaking out against what he was doing.
Yeah.
Or speaking out. You can't do that and then say, yeah, but we don't want him back.
But then what they supposed to do?
offer him something. Oh,
but what else would be something besides his job that they don't want to give him?
Money.
Back pay. You need back pay. What year was this? He played 6 seasons, correct? And when did he stop? When did all this go down?
Child, no idea.
At least 2-3 years now, right?
It's been forever.
I feel like it's been a couple of years.
Even talking about this, just...
Yeah, I feel like we've touched base on the cap situation. Last time I was kind of aggy, but...
We did, because we called him light-skinned protester.
Yeah. Doing the most. But you know, I have to disagree with that statement, but it's a cool thing. What do you guys think? Let me know.
Do you think he should get his job back?
Get his job back, though? I feel like, I think it's a little bit of my pride and a little bit of being on the other side. Like, I don't expect them to give him his job back. And then as him, if I were in his shoes, I wouldn't want my job back.
He deserves to be offered something.
He deserves to be acknowledged, mm-mm. Period.
You can't let somebody go and then say, oh, we were wrong for why we let you go, and then not offer him his job back. But that's, I don't know.
I see what you're saying, but you're thinking about it like a retail store.
I'm thinking about it like what it is. They're saying that they're wrong for the way they treated this man. You have to offer him something.
But the way they treated him didn't have anything to do with their stance. I feel like what they're saying in their statement is they didn't have anything to do with their stance on how they feel. They felt, forget what you were standing for, you're fucking up our game. That's how they treated him. That's messed up. But I don't have to apologize for, you know, I can apologize for, okay, I understand you standing up for something that we now see, but I don't feel like I have to offer you your job back because you still messed up our game of football. Like I said, he was in a position to go sit in his coach's office every day after a game and go off.
But what did... Excuse me.
I'm not saying we don't know what he did. I'm not saying we saw what he did on the field, and yes, they made an example of him.
Hey, mess up the whole NFL industry.
I think he did, because I feel like I haven't been able to wrap my mind around him without mentioning Colin, without saying his name, without mentioning what they did.
Well, good.
Without trying to protest half the way, but I also don't think that he should go back. Keep fighting the power, Colin. I'm sure he was like, I don't know, start a football team. It must be hard or something.
This was supposed to be really short, but I do have one more thing.
This is short.
It's not. We 37 minutes in. Here you go. I ain't got the time. I ain't got time for this. But passion without action. And I think
what cereal is that? Passion without action. That's a thing.
What type of tea?
Right. What kind of
passion
tea?
Fruit?
That's what I'm seeing a lot about T.I.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know what type of action they expect him to have in comparison, but he does speak very passionately about issues. Mm. He uses words I've never heard of in my life. You know, he read a different part of the dictionary. I don't know where he was at with it. Okay.
Okay.
So... I mean, I feel like I see it all the time, though.
Hey, Tia, come on our show, because we want to talk to you about your words.
Right.
I think what throws me off about T.I. and the passion without action is that, and again, I don't know everything that T.I. does for the mm-hmm. community. Again, we shall do some research and come with some facts.
We should start getting the facts before the episode. We always come about. We gonna find those out and tell y'all.
This is not facts. This is just opinion.
You'll get the facts later on.
Later, but what threw me off was that when Ahmaud Arbery was killed, he posted the address of his killers and said, "Yo, we need to rise up, the revolution, all this other stuff." Now, when you post the address of his killers, I expected for...
Him to be down there?
Him to be down there, and for there to be a riot at... And when I don't... Not protest. Riot. Looting. Burn their shit down. That's what I expected from him. Mm. From him posting that. Like, what do you... What was he trying to get from that?
that's why these protests are like on and popping, fun time. Brunswick, Georgia is really not that far away, and nobody made it down there.
Well, they did. No, they went down there.
T.I. did? Or the Brunswick people made it outside. There's
a difference. But then when people are outside and they're pissed off and they're rioting and burning shit up, he's like, go home, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. It's like, it was very contradictory to me. You can have both.
That's why they were mad at the mayor. I saw a bunch of signs about Keisha outside.
But see, I will say this. It goes back to everybody's role is different, mm-hmm. right? So her role is not to be out there with the people protesting and stuff like that. Like Muriel Bowser, like she's different. She's out there with the people. She's in the street. Keisha,
she keeps showing up in that little newsroom on TV.
She's supposed to be in the polls. Like, everybody's role is different. My thing is, don't tell us to go home.
Yeah.
Say, hey, there's a little bit of both. And I understand the city of Atlanta is coming up. The whole Black Hollywood thing, no burn down. It was the
tone, I think, that pissed everybody off.
Yeah.
Because the message made sense.
Like, the message made sense, but it's like, yo, you can tell people to protest peacefully and to go to the polls. It doesn't have to be either or, in my opinion. You need both. You need people in the streets and you also need people at the polls. And to me, it seemed like she was just saying, get out the streets, go to the polls.
That's why I think it was the tone of it, because when she came on, it was after the looting started. It was after the throwing bricks at the CNN building. It was after all that. So, of course.
I don't think that was us.
It wasn't, but that's a conversation for another day.
It is. But T.I., he, like, the passion without action, it's a lot of, don't just speak what you hate so much. You have to have some type of action. And I'm not saying that you have to be on social media saying something, because we all know that shit is fake. I could care less about my Black friends, non-Black friends, all that saying something on social media. That's fake. Do something.
Yeah.
Don't have so much like passionate hate and so much all of this, and you're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, do something. And I don't know what the something is. You have to figure that out for yourself. Educate people. Don't just use a bunch of words.
That's where I think, like, it's about finding your role, as we keep stressing, because people think, because everybody's protesting, let me go outside and protest. And you feel like your duty's done. No. Find where you find comfort. Find where you find understanding. I didn't learn anything when I was out there. I didn't feel any different. I want to learn something about the situation. I want to be able to approach situations differently. I don't want to just leave this being ignorant and hating fucking white people. I don't want to do that.
That's right. Or hating the police for what? Like, I don't want to do that.
Let's learn something. No, there's some good ones. There's some bad ones. The good ones, the bad ones. Good ones, bad ones. Right, wrong. Like, let's learn something. People are weird. I just can't stress it enough.
Yeah. Just, you know, learn your role. Educate yourself. And something as simple, there was a girl on Instagram where she was, she wasn't out there protesting, but she was like, what can you put on your sign? You know, and she was showing different, like, things that you can put on your sign. That is action.
Yeah.
You know, that is even action.
Even a small gesture is action.
Because we couldn't figure it out.
Posting resources. Like, we didn't even really get into it, the whole Blackout Tuesday thing, how people missed.
Yeah, we didn't. We went off on a tangent. Yeah,
missed the whole point. Like, you know, I first saw the post about Blackout Tuesday, meaning it was supposed to be something where we basically blacked the internet out with information regarding the protests and what's going on, and information and resources, and flooding our Instagram pages with information about, you know, whatever's happening in our towns and our cities, what's happening in the world, what we need change with, stuff like that. But it was like,
who came up with that?
A bunch of, I heard it was a, not a news label, a music label or record company, when it was supposed to be not downloading stuff or not like listening to certain music. I don't know. I could be misspeaking, but like, I could be misspoken, but I don't really know. There was a couple of posts going around that, hey, saturate the internet with basically black information, like stuff we need to know, resources, protests, George Floyd.
And that made sense.
And it makes sense, but then we wake up on Tuesday.
I can't lie. I posted.
And you see.
On all of our accounts, just black.
Black. That's what I'm like, damn. Like,
and then I went back and I deleted them all because even when, after I posted, I was like, wait, this doesn't even feel right. And then you find out that it was on election day, the primaries for certain states. And I was like, oh, sabotage.
And that's where everybody, then I started seeing the whole, it could be the stupidest thing. You know, you're still making these people money. You're logging into their site. You're reposting. You're still, you know, whether it's a black thing, a hashtag, whatever, whoever still is making profit off of this. So, you know, saturated with what we need to. So, it was felt, you know, I think there was like 30 million participants. So
yeah, I just think we were all confused. It was felt.
It's like, damn, like I wish we can hit the mark sometimes.
Yeah. And then now it's this I am female thing. I am a black woman. I'm a black man. I'm a black woman. I'm a little confused by that too, because what does that have
We just tagging people that's black and that are black and putting this caption.
I wish I knew, because
bandwagon bunnies.
I've been tagged a few times, but I can't bring myself to actually post for it because I don't.
You should repost it. It's like, what the hell is this?
I don't understand what it's for. I don't understand what the purpose. Like we're fighting a very specific fight.
I'm telling you, we missed the mark.
And now it's like people are coming up with all these things
to do.
And I understand, like, we have to, you know, it's not just one thing, but like
we need to stay focused campaign.
That's what it is. Stay focused, because it's George Floyd was killed. He was unarmed. He was killed by police.
On camera.
And these men didn't get arrested or charged until we went out there and raised hell.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yes, I am a black woman. I am a black man. I get it. But don't lose sight of what we're doing right now. How about we do that later? Like, hey, not...
Yeah, there's a lot, like, I feel like with all this that we're doing, like, even the blackout thing, like, all this is like, what?
Y'all just coming up with shit.
To do, because the world is at attention on the internet.
And everybody feels like they have to do something.
Like, let me create this. Like, no, somebody needs to start a stay focused campaign. Black people, we need to figure out the rate of ADHD in the black community, because I'm trying to tell you, we are so confused sometimes.
Oh. Blackout.
So disrespectful.
But everybody's not, like, you know, like, you don't have to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to just do. Like, stay focused. Figure out what your position is in this moment for this movement. And then move. And again, like, you don't have to come up with new shit. I like...
It's always something new, something extra. It doesn't have to be like this, guys. Do what we are supposed to do. Fight the power for this cause. The one cause that we're fighting for. To be looked at and not be judged or ridiculed.
Yeah. Like, let's work to get the laws changed. Let's vote. Let's get the right people in power.
Let's learn.
Hey, you know what the president's address is now?
Wait.
It's like 1600 Black Lives Matter.
Petty.
Checkmate.
Y'all gonna play with him.
Checkmate. She did that. She did that. Hey. Real life. Anyway. Hey, thanks for listening.
Oh, this was short and sweet.
This was not short. This was supposed to be very short, but it's not. And I don't think it. I don't know.
It goes to show how on and on. This is a non-ending battle. Like, we can keep talking about this. So let's do something.
Yeah. 'Cause I'm tired. Hey, and stay focused.
Stay focused
on what it.
Stop posting y'all selfies of being black. We see you.
You're cute. We seen them selfies like 10 times.
We see them. I'm just saying.
Stay focused.
Go vote. VOTE. Vote or die. We need to get some of those t-shirts.
Or die. So we don't time out. Who said that?
Diddy.
Go vote. Look. But, yeah. Learn what your position is in this fight, and just like you said, stay focused. I like
stay
that.
Stay focused. Stay focused on the bigger picture. Get your pencil out of people's face.
Yo, my hands are so like.
Thomas hands.
Wait, Thomas said. Grandpa said everybody got D's, but yours are wrinkly. Like. What do you look? Look at that knuckle. God.
Is our knuckles elbow skin?
And on that note, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Hey, click on the notification, like us. And if you don't like us,
don't do nothing. Hey, love y'all.
Come back next week or the week after that. Thank you.